Hello everyone, The Other Mark here. Don't forget we have got our first ever live podcast on the 29th of June at the Ball Inn in Thorpe Eslet, that is in Rotherham. It's free admission and it starts at 4 p.m.
Ish.
Enjoy the episode.
Evening boys.
Evening Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm The Other Mark.
3 pints Sally. And what are you having?
I'll have a old fashioned.
Cheers. Offer to Mova.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Rob.
All right.
How are we all doing?
All good, mate.
Yeah.
You?
Good. I'm all right, yeah. I'm feeling a bit tired today, but I'm still getting used to this.
You look a bit tired. You're a bit more grey.
Thank you. I don't know if it was a compliment, but...
Yeah.
I'm still getting used to this shift pattern change from days to...
Oh, onto days.
Because I'm now on days at work. I don't think I've actually told anyone that. I don't think our listeners know, but I'm now finally on days.
You're no longer a vampire.
It was probably about...
Six months ago
that I said, oh, we had the conversation about what I should do, didn't we? I'm finally on days, but obviously I'm getting up really early and I'm kind of just getting
What's
used
really
to
early?
quarter to five.
Oh, that is early. I'm going to give you that. That is early.
So what he's meant is I'm now going to bed a lot earlier. But I've almost got like, so Saturday night and I'm in bed by 9 o'clock.
I don't know how you do it.
I can't go to bed at that time.
I understand. And what you are doing is sensible. Same as I take the mick out of Mark.
Me?
No, other one. All the time. That it'll get to probably about 9:30, 9:45.
Yeah.
And he's off to little beddy buys, right? Yeah. But I understand. What time do you get up in the morning?
Six.
So that is still, it's early, right? So I get why people do it. It's the sensible thing to do. I can't. Literally, I'm almost like, think to myself, the earlier I get up, that I have to get up, the later I go to bed.
You say that. If you did it enough days on the trot, you would start falling asleep.
I agree with you. Yeah.
It's not easy to get into the routine initially, because I weren't very good at it. And I were getting up feeling absolutely shattered. And then after so long, I would just naturally nodding off.
I get up at work. I get up earlier now. So my alarm goes off between 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I have felt already that I start to go to bed a bit earlier. So I now make sure I'm in bed for about 12:30.
Wow.
And then make sure I'm asleep by about 1:15, 2:00. But
how do you not fall to sleep at work? Just sat at your computer.
He's not said that he doesn't.
Yeah.
Just shuts the door. I'm just working.
I am a big believer that you train your body into what it is. I used to set the mickey out of you all the time, Rob, before, because Rob used to have this thing where if he had to get up at a certain time, the first thing that he'd do is work backwards in hours.
Yeah.
And work out 8 hours, whatever eight hours backwards
is. What, you had to have 8 hours? Really?
And then go, 8 hours, but
I did do what he said.
And then try and go to bed at that time to make sure he got his 8 hours. I used to take the mickey out of him all the time.
It did used to work all right. And then when I started doing this, I was like, I've really got to start doing it now because I'm literally nodding off at work. But I think the thing is that in this instance is that this was a Saturday. And I'd not got work the next day. So there wasn't the need to go to bed that early. But I've been doing some gardening, some stuff in the garden. And I absolutely was shattered. I've just done the week at work and getting up early and then doing some gardening. And it just got to that point with nothing on. And I was like, do you know what? I'm just ready to go to bed. We'll just put TV on in bed. And if we fall to sleep, fall to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did fall to sleep. But then my phone rang. And I honestly thought I'd been asleep 3 hours and I thought it was 1 o'clock in the morning. It wasn't. It was probably 9:45. Maybe 9:15.
And it wasn't one of us phoning you, was it?
No. And I kind of looked at my phone and it was just a number. I don't know who that is. I thought I'll leave it. Anyway, it rang out. It rang again. I thought... And Gemma's going, who's that?
Was it a number you could see or was it unknown?
I don't know. Okay. I thought, I think I cancelled it. Then it rang again.
Oh, okay.
And I thought...
Have you had an accident at work?
I need to answer this.
It wasn't your fault.
Yeah, I need to answer this. So I answered it. And all I heard was...
You've not swapped shifts yet, where are you?
All I heard was, Hey up, pal! It's Rackham! Now, for context, you guys won't know who Rackham is, but he's a long-standing friend that I have not seen. I genuinely don't think I've seen him for at least 10 years.
Since you were taking naked photos of him in a field.
Yes, in a field.
And clearly you do not have his number registered.
And I don't have his
name.
So, I'm like... Hey, up, mate. I've not even looked what time it was. I think it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
You've been asleep for a bit. Yeah.
Hello, mate. Are you all right? Yeah, I'm all right. I didn't dare tell him I'm in bed.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, it's a bit weird. I don't even know what time it is, but it wouldn't be ringing me at 1 in the morning, surely. We're at Mark's and we're playing Wheel of Features and it's just landed on Rob's riddles. Have you got a riddle? I'm literally wiping sleep out of my eyes going,
oh, yeah. You gave one, didn't you?
Yeah, of course I have, mate. So there I am on ChatGPT making up a Rob's riddle to give everyone at Mark's house in the pub a Rob's riddle. And I did.
Wow.
I gave him a Rob's
riddle. Good sport. That's a good sport.
It is a good sport.
And so I gave him a Rob's riddle, and then that was it. He was like, listen, it's been great. And I was like, yeah, mate, I'll speak to you soon.
I'd like to say the same.
You know what that sounds like? That sounds a bit like Michael McIntyre's, I can't even say his name.
Yeah.
When they turn, what's it called? When he turns up at night and wakes a celebrity up. What's it called?
I can't remember what it's called.
But you know what I'm saying? Because it's literally, and then say yeah, and then goes and disappears.
Falls into the bedroom at middle of night and wakes them up.
Midnight something.
And do you know
the
what?
The Midnight Game Show, isn't it?
That's it, Midnight
Game
Show.
There's few people that could wake me up and with a startling kind of, it's Rackham. That won't be like, man, I'm asleep. But it's Rackham.
I just love the fact that he rang you. So bear in mind, even if it were 10, quarter past 10 at night, whatever, he rang you and you didn't answer. So then he rang you again and you still didn't answer. So then he rang you again.
Hello.
Yeah, you're not getting away with it, are you?
And honestly, I mean, Rackham is one of these people. I don't think I've ever told you guys this story, but a long time ago, I reckon I was probably 19.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, and I don't know, at that time I was spending a bit more time with Rackham, and I remember telling him that I'd seen this jacket that I liked from Zara, and it were a proper like suit jacket almost, but not a suit. You know, one that you used to wear it with jeans, quite a casual suit jacket,
and I really
liked it. And I think we were going out on a night out, and he said, "Well, get it then." I said, I can't, Rackham, I can't afford it. It was £100. And back then, I didn't have £100. And Rackham were like, it's fine, I'll get it you. And I was like, no, you can't get it you. And I was in his van and we must have been somewhere near Meadowhall. And he went, no, I'll get it you, mate. And I went, no, you don't have to be stupid. He literally turned around in the roundabout and started driving towards Meadowhall. I went, what are you doing? He went, we're going to Meadowhall to get you your jacket. And I went, mate, you don't have to. He's like, we're getting you the jacket. We got to Meadowhall, walked in. Where is it? I took him over to it. He went, all right, picked it up, walked over, paid for it, bought me the jacket. And I was like...
Out of gold.
Wow. Yeah. Absolute out of gold. And
I mean,
you'll
see what you owe him now, interest payments since then.
Well, no. Because I said to him, I am going to pay you this back. And I did pay it back.
Oh, yeah.
I think I paid him back a year and a half later.
Just 20 quid or something?
I paid him in a lump sum, but it took me a while to get the money to pay him back. But I was adamant that that kind gesture wasn't just going to be...
Yeah.
Do you still have the jacket?
Yes.
You do?
I've still got it.
Wow.
Yeah. I've not worn it for years, but I would, because it's probably back in fashion now after all them years. But yeah. So that's why I took that call, and that's why I stayed on the phone, because it was Rackham. And if you do something like that for someone, then you're not going to hang the phone up at them for whatever time it is. But it turned out it was only 10:15.
Yeah. Anyone else been up to all?
No, not really. Have you?
Well, I want to comment. You know, we did an episode a couple of weeks ago, whatever, about legends.
Oh, my gosh,
we're back again.
And I was unprepared, weren't I? Because I just threw it in there.
Were you really unprepared? You didn't sound unprepared.
I was unprepared. Threw it in. So, I've got some names that you can tell, mate, if you think the legends or national.
So just for a bit of context, listeners, in case this is the first episode that you're listening to, by the way, if it is, you've got about another 77 to go back to and listen to.
Where the bloody hell have
you been? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But Mark brought this up about disagreeing of people that got called legends when he doesn't think they are.
Yeah, because I think
it's... Mainly women, if I remember rightly.
Yes.
Well, mainly women. But there are some men. I've got some men's names on this list. But right. the reason why I disagree with it is because I just think it's thrown around too much.
Yeah.
Because I sent some screenshots to you of people, you know.
So now you've got a list of people, yeah, and you want to know whether we think they're legends or they're called legends, and we want to know whether we agree.
A bit of both, really.
All right.
So I've got these names. I'll read them out to you, Sean.
Come on, right, Mark. Let's have it.
So, I mean, one today, right? Where is it today?
Where is it today?
So, yeah, I'll read some of these out, and you can tell me if you think they're legends or national treasures, because obviously, you know, it varies with them. So then, Julie Andrews.
Yeah?
Is this national treasure or legend?
That's what I'm asking you.
I nearly said that to you at the end of last episode, that what do you think Julie Andrews is?
I would say she's a legend.
She's a legend.
Legend.
I would say she's somebody that is going to be remembered
forever.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't disagree with that. I'm not saying this is a list of what I disagree with. I'm saying, what do you think? Emma Thompson, the actress.
Is that who's in Harry Potter?
She's not a legend, I wouldn't say, but she's a famous actress.
Sorry, hold on. Emma who?
Thompson.
Emma Thompson.
So that's not who's in Harry Potter.
Who is she then?
Because that's Emma Watson.
That's Emma Watson.
No, Emma Thompson, she plays... loads of different characters. She played, what was the one?
She was in Love Actually, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Emma Thompson.
She plays the nanny with the wart on her face.
Nanny McPhee.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Brilliant film, by the way.
She was in Years and Years. She played the Prime Minister.
She was. Yes. Yes, she was. Yeah, National Treasure.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm not sure if I'd say
she's either, personally. No, she's a good actress.
Good actress, yeah.
Okay. Judi Dench.
Legend.
National treasure?
Legend. I mean both. But for me...
Yeah, I'd say both.
Legend.
Okay. Julie Walters?
National treasure at best.
I mean, women tend to be classed as more national treasures than legends. Usually men are classed more as... this is not me saying it. I'm just saying...
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. David Attenborough is a national treasure.
It's what's... You know, and these are all mainly women. So what about Kate Winslet?
Neither.
She's an actress.
All these names
I've reading out, by the way, they've all been dubbed.
I'm not so sure whether you're digging yourself out of a hole or further into one.
No, what I'm saying is you've just got a list of just women.
You're trying to convince us.
No, I've got some men. I'm coming to men in a minute.
All right. Okay.
But what I'm saying is all these people that I've listed have all at some point either in press or on TV has been dubbed as a legend or as a national treasure.
Okay.
So some of them already you've said, no, they're not a legend, they're not that. That's what I'm saying. It's actually thrown around too much.
Yeah.
So instead of, like, for example, let's agree on...
You've not slept since the last episode, have you?
Let's agree on Julie Andrews being a legend. Mm-hmm. That's it. But then some other people that we get to are down here, they're also classed as legends. And I think that dilutes their
when you said down here, how long's this list?
I was just thinking.
Don't forget, some of these could be both, because
legend
could be someone who's American. We say national treasure, as in someone who's British.
Well, absolutely.
So you could be a legend and a national treasure.
Well, you could, but you're right. But what I'm saying
is all these people. Next.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll go to some that again. These are all people that's been classed as legends or national treasures.
Yeah. Is there such a thing as an international treasure?
No.
No? All right.
So then, Emma Watson, for example.
Oh.
I know you've referred... She's been referred to as a national treasure and a legend.
Not. She's not.
But do you see my point, what I'm saying?
I see your point.
She won a programme. Stormzy. Oh.
No.
Neither.
Lewis Capaldi.
Neither.
No.
Neither.
Colin Firth.
Neither.
Actor.
I'll just read these out. Idris Elba. Liam Neeson, John Hurt, Patrick Stewart.
Oh, actor. Patrick Stewart, I think, would maybe cross that.
Anthony Hopkins, Daniel Craig.
Oh, Anthony Hopkins, legend.
Ben Kingsley, David Beckham, Lewis Hamilton, Gary Lineker.
David Beckham,
Andy
legend.
Murray, Harry Kane, Mo Farah, Chris Hoy. I watched Channel 5 today, the Jeremy Vine programme, and Nick Hewer was on it.
Who?
Nick Hewer.
He used to be the guy from The Apprentice.
He used to be the guy from The Apprentice.
Yeah.
He is the guy that used to be on The Apprentice.
He used to be on it. The original.
He's still the guy.
He did Countdown for a while. Jeremy Vine introduced him as a legend.
Yeah.
So again, my point with all this is that it's just bantered around too much.
Your point is that we are all legends.
We all legends, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. And that's the point that we're saying now. I watch these programs, they go, oh, we've got this legend on today, we've got this national treasure, and I'm like, they're not national treasure. Stop saying national treasure. Well, stop saying the legends.
Maybe we need to redo our marketing and call us all the legends.
It wouldn't be the same, would it, if I didn't change the direction of this conversation? talking about stuck in a rope. But anyway, remember when we were also having that conversation about swear words?
Oh, yeah.
We were trying to think of a new swear word.
Yeah.
And whether it had to be a new word
or
an existing word that you could give a whole new meaning to.
Yeah.
Well.
Legend.
Somebody who I know posted something on Facebook, and I thought it was absolutely fantastic, and I told him I'm stealing that. And there's been a... I'm going to come on to something else on Facebook in a second, but I'm going to start with this. There's been a spate of... recently again, people breaking into work vans, people's work vans.
Oh, peel and steal.
Is that what they call it?
Peel and
steal, the top of the doors.
Yeah, they peel it down and steal it. Peel and steal.
And there was a post on a
local... Sounds like Mark's been doing it.
Yeah, I'm good at it.
A post on our local Facebook group, and this kid who I know very well, he lives in Ireland now, and Jamie Winstanley, and he...
Name dropping.
Yeah, I'm name dropping, yeah, because he reached out. So he didn't reach out. I stole it, and I told him I was going to put it on here. And he said... There are loads of people calling these people names and whatever else. And he said, ankles. They are complete ankles. And he said, I used to call them the C word, but they're 3 feet lower than that. And I thought, what a brilliant, brilliant term.
Ankles.
That is good, that.
And it basically, he said his wife, when she worked at in Melbourne in a cafe, her boss came out with it one day, and she said, you're nothing but an ankle, she said. 3 feet lower than the C word.
We used to have someone at work that had got one leg slightly shorter than the other, so she hobbled when she walked, and we used to call her Sniper's Nightmare.
I thought you were going to say she's called Eileen.
Just going back on, I know a bit like, obviously like light-hearted that, but making serious of the bloody spate of these bloody break-ins that's happening again. But I don't know what brings people onto social media to post the ridiculous responses to when things happen, like, you know, break-ins and whatever. Because somebody will say, oh, somebody broke into my husband's van last night, stole all his tools. If anyone sees or hears anything, please get in touch. And then you'll always get one person that will put, have you reported it to the police? Have you reported it to the police?
Yeah.
Honestly, I look at it and I think...
But you know, and then people underneath go, well, what's the point? Because they don't do anything anyway. And then there's a whole thread of people.
Well no, but you look at it and you're like, right, you've just been broken into. Your heart's pounding. The first thing you do is ring police.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You don't go on Facebook to get reminded to ring the police.
No.
The other day, somebody had posted, right, it was a red hot day, and there'd been an accident on M1, right? And somebody posted, be careful, don't bother going northbound on M1 from junction 35 onwards because it's absolute gridlock, the motorway's closed, the air ambulance and this, that and the other, right? Somebody replied on the comment and put, can someone on duty make sure the people who are stuck get some water? There may be young children stuck in this seat with no provisions. You what? What? Oh, yeah. So somebody from South Yorkshire Police or whoever is going to look on Facebook that somebody's posted that this you know, on the local group that you can't get any further up the motorway. Mm. Oh, we'll just look on there to see if anybody needs any water.
Yeah. We need to nip to Spa and we need to go and get some Volvic and we need to make sure we go down and give everybody some water.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on from that because it's just little things that grate me. But
but it's true though, that sort of thing where you get the stupid comments. We've said it before on Amazon when people say things on stupid comments. But you would imagine that someone on there would have put, you know, no, about the person that stole the van. You know, no, sorry, I've not seen it. Then you didn't need to comment.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Have you reported it to police?
Yeah.
But on another note, I bumped into somebody the other day who started listening to... Hey?
Did it hurt?
Actually.
That's one of Mark's jokes. Don't get
not much as it would normally because I'd had 4 pints at the time. But yeah, he started listening to a podcast, and it's someone that you used to knock around with when you were younger, Carl Malley.
Oh, Carl Malley.
Carl Malley.
I don't know him.
God, that takes me back.
Yeah?
That takes me back. So Carl,
some context.
So your granddads lived next door to each other.
That's right. So I lived with my grandma and granddad for a while while my mum and dad did their pub training with Whitbread. So instead of me
been dragged around with them for over a year to pub, as they do with doing relief training.
You were dragged around with your granddad to garden centre to garden centre.
Yeah,
to garden
so centre. I lived with my grandma and granddad for about a year and a quarter, I think it were.
That's a long time.
Yeah. I did see my parents in this okay. time.
Yeah.
In this time. But obviously it meant that I could go to a set school, you know, my school where it wasn't disrupted or anything like that. And next door to my grandma and granddad lived Carl's grandma and granddad. So when Carl used to come to spend a bit of time at his grandma and granddad's, obviously we knocked about together. How old would I have been then?
So 14. Six,
10.
Younger than that.
6.
11.
8, 9.
Oh, wow.
Very 8, 9 young. Years old. I remember we used to play Ghostbusters on. So we used to stand at the bottom of the drive because it like the both houses shared a drive, and we used to stand at the bottom of the drive and we used to play Ghostbusters. So like we used to when cars were coming past, depending on the colour of the car, was depending on like the how bad the ghost was,
right
or whatever, and then we'd have to imaginary shoot it, and then we'd imagine that we trapped it. In one of the traps.
Yes,
and,
I was just about to say.
And then we'd have to go up to the letterbox of the door of the house, and that was our little trap thing that we used to put in to trap the ghosts and stuff.
Really? Brilliant.
Isn't it weird what you remember?
I love that because that is so what I. But if I was to play Ghostbusters, that was the thing, wasn't it? Trapping the ghost in the little thing, throwing it out. Yeah, I used to. Absolutely. I think I got a skateboard. I used to throw the skateboard and then
pressing
stand
the pedal.
And then,
yeah.
Well, love I was it. Just going to say to you, Kurt, were you just miming this
it's
stuff?
It's all imaginary.
Or, yeah, you're not got.
We didn't have real plasma guns. No.
I'm going to say we weren't going to say that, but like, had you got a broom or something?
No.
Or nothing at all.
No.
I mean, that is basics, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Of playing as
That's
a kid.
That's how good your imagination is. Yeah.
I'll
child,
also remember
it?
As well. He had a an Amiga. Computer.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's what he mentioned.
Oh,
he said he used to play some
Amiga.
Sensible
Amiga.
Software.
Yeah. Amiga. Commodore Amiga.
So literally, you set it up in his kitchen, in his grandma and granddad's, and we used to play sensible soccer. And what we used to do as well is we used to take it in turns. So we used to set up like a tape deck with a microphone like plugged into a tape deck, and then one person would be playing sensible soccer while the other person was commentating on the match, and we'd record it into record the commentary.
So, what was his name?
Carl Malley.
Carl Malley.
He still is his name.
Yeah.
And what was the point of Carl Malley?
What was the point in him? Well,
Mark bumped into
what
him.
What was the point of Mark's story?
Bumped into him
when he got as far as Carl Malley. Carl.
Sadly, I was in a pub watching Sheffield United suffering again. And he was in, and Leeds United are obviously romping away with the league, weren't they?
Yeah.
So.
And how long ago?
Oh, so was that it? You just bumped into Carl and you knew Kirk.
Well, yeah.
Oh right, I thought you were going to say I met Carl Mart at whatever his name is,
Colton Palmer,
and then this got said or something or other.
It did.
He said he started listening to the podcast.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought that was just like...
Did he say whether he liked the podcast?
You weren't tucking in, Rob.
No. I genuinely thought you were going to say, I met this person called Carl, who you know, don't you? Yeah. And he started listening to the podcast. He started listening to the podcast. And then he said...
It's because he wanted a story and you didn't give him one.
I thought there was a story coming.
That was the story.
Oh,
that
right,
was the story.
They grew up together and hadn't seen each other for years.
So how long ago...
And he said, you know Rob on your podcast? He went, yeah. He went, he don't know who I am.
how long ago was it before you'd seen Carl? Years or...
Since the last time I saw him.
When you bumped into him, was it how long ago was it? Like years ago?
When the last time you saw him before that, yes.
It's not a difficult question, is it, Mark?
No. No, but I was saying
yes,
it.
Years,
I was saying it.
Years.
You were looking at me, struggling, going, well, I don't know what he's saying.
Yeah, can we just agree here or something?
Yeah.
I saw him
a couple of weeks ago, and I've not seen him for years before that.
That's my question. How many years?
Try putting your words in the right order.
2 years or 20 years?
But it weren't 20 years.
And
it weren't two.
Right, so are we going to barter on this? 10? 10?
It wouldn't have been 10.
You know, what about 8? Can we settle on 8?
Yeah, let's go for 8.
8 years.
Do you know what? Honestly,
hang on. I've got a question here. Can I just say a bit?
Yeah, go
so
on
you know,
then.
Like you guys seem to you bump into people and then, oh yeah. I could literally walk down the street and see all my classmates that I've, you know, and I won't even know who they are.
Yeah, because that's all they're all in a cemetery, that's why.
Yeah. Yeah, you're remembering them in black and white, so now they're in colour, you're screwed.
Here lies.
Yeah, but I just don't remember anybody. I could walk past people in the street.
Well, they say it comes with age, so it must be that.
I think I was like that when I was 30.
But is it just me that finds Mark talks in riddles?
Look, I think the thing
I do though.
I think the thing is with Mark, and he's the first one to put his hands up and admit to it. He wants to tell a story, or
I'm putting my hands up now, and I'll admit to it.
He wants to tell you something or ask something. And what he does is he has a, you know, our story has a start, a middle, and an end.
Yes.
Well, Mark has a start, a middle, and the end. The thing is, he voices the start and he voices the end, and all the middle is in his head.
Yeah.
It's all in one order.
But then when you question it, he thinks you're an idiot. He makes you think.
Because as far as he's concerned, it's simple.
I've just got the brunt of
that. What you mean is,
I'm saying to defend
Rob,
you.
Thank you, I know. Can I sit next to you, Rob? And not have,
I'm
have
saying
more,
it to defend you.
I know you are, thank you.
I feel like I've just missed something.
Do you just speaking about people that you've not seen for ages and stuff like that, do you sometimes find it a bit awkward? So you're like,
I don't recognise them,
for instance, that you went to school with.
You see them and you don't know whether to approach them or not.
Well, or you do approach them, and there's the whole, there's nothing wrong with, you used to spend a lot of time with somebody, you've not seen them in years and years and years and years and years, and you see them, hey up, how are you? I'm good, thanks, how are you? Yeah, good. And walk on.
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you not find it awkward when this, when you stop to talk to them? You can't give them a full lowdown of the last 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah? But you know nothing about their life to ask them about. They know nothing about your life to ask you about.
And sometimes you can't remember the name. When they come up to you and
absolutely.
You go, hey, are you all right? And you're looking at them going like, ah.
That's
oh,
me.
God, where do I know you from?
Absolutely. And so, but do you ever find that a bit like,
yeah,
it's okay, I want to acknowledge the fact that we used to, I'm not saying this about Carl, by the way, I would absolutely sit and talk to Carl. Me and Carl were friends for many
even
years.
Even though he is a Leeds fan.
Even though he is a Leeds fan, dirty Leeds. And the... Sheffield United are crap as well, so it doesn't really matter, does it? I forgot what I was saying now. You've
about friends, but you, what
yeah,
did
so
you talk
people
about?
That you were friends with for many, many, many years, and you know, fine. But people that you literally knew as an acquaintance or whatever at school, or that was in your form at school or whatever, I don't mind the acknowledgement. Hey, how are you? Yeah, good, thanks. How are you? Walk on. But don't stop and talk to me.
And listen, you ain't ever going to get that from me.
You're not very pleasant, are you?
Yeah, you're never going
to
get that from me.
Don't stop and talk to me.
But my issue is that I do the delving.
Yeah.
But then you get to a point where you don't know when to stop and you can't get away. Yeah, I am that one. How are you doing? You're all right? Yeah. How's your brother? Yeah, he's good. Yeah, he's good. How's your sister? Yeah, she's good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, doesn't take you long, does it, Rob? How's your sister?
No, that's...
Is she married?
Yeah.
How many times?
That's him asking me.
Oh,
I'm asking
it?
How his brother is. He asked me how my sister is.
Okay.
But then, so what are you doing for work now then? This is me. And they'll answer back and I'll just keep asking. I won't stop. I've got questions coming for days.
And you click while you're doing it.
No. Nope. But then...
Just keeping time.
But
time.
Then you get to a point where you go, right, okay, where are we going to go with this now? Because now we're stuck in this conversation that just keeps asking how people are.
Yeah.
That we know. What, do you still like the things you used to like? You know, and you go, right, now I've got to get out of this. How do I get away? And that's the difficult part, I find. And I'm my own worst nightmare because I'm the one that started it.
Well,
you know?
I've got a bigger problem because obviously I'm older. So when I talk to people, sometimes I know the parents, and I'm at that point where I go, well, I don't want to ask how your parents are because they're probably dead. So, and you're
probably.
And you're on that going, well, I don't want to say it as Dave.
You don't walk around like dressed like the Grim Reaper, do you?
No, but that's it. Do you know what I mean? Because I have done that before. I'm going, oh, how's your dad? Oh, he died like last year. Okay, right. And, and you say, you know, do you mean, bearing in mind off at time, I don't know these people.
Was it long and
slow? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But people will talk to me, and I'm, you know, you were saying, Mark, about like, you were saying, oh, I can't remember the name. I'm looking at them going, I don't even know who you are. And they're going, oh,
so
are
why
still?
Are you talking to them?
No, because they've come up to me.
Oh, right.
Because they've come up to me and said, oh, I am, you know.
Can you play Agadoo?
As your DJ, and they know all about me. And I'm looking at them going, I ain't got a clue who you are. I ain't got a clue. And that's what I'm saying. I just don't. They seem to know loads about me, and I'm like, don't know.
I think that's worse than that.
Sounds to me like you've got some kind of record.
I think that's worse than bumping someone that you do remember and that you end up getting stuck in an awkward conversation with them, or just a small talk.
Yeah.
I do find it worse when, like you said, that when you don't know, you cannot for the life of you remember where you know them from.
And that's me.
You're racking your brain. Yep. You're not even now listening to what they're saying. Yep. You're just thinking, I need a hook here. I need something. I need to work out how I know you so that I don't look rude.
And they're filing stuff at you, and they know everything about you and your family, and you're going, I've got nothing here.
When you have run out of things to say, and you're going, oh yeah, so you're keeping what? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
yeah.
All your sentences ended. So when working tomorrow. So
and when you're with your off and you can't start going. Well, we better get going. We better get going. Got lots to do. What are you doing today? What are you doing today? Oh, well, we're just doing a bit of shopping, a bit of that. What are you doing?
Doing
you're both in middle. We're just doing a bit of shopping. Excellent. Well, we'll let you get on then.
We'll let you get on. No, I'm all right. I'm all right. Yeah.
You always make it like it's there. You're doing it for them. Yeah, I'm doing it for you. We're going to let you go. We'll let you get on. I don't want to keep you any longer.
It does make me think, though, a little bit. You know what I'm like? I always think a bit too deep on things. But isn't it weird how there's certain people, like, in this country, on this planet, or however you want to look at it, that used to mean not... They used to mean so much to you, or they used to be so much part of your life that now you just never see.
Ever
see. I know we talk about bumping into people or whatever, but in the grand scheme of things, it very rarely happens that you bump into people from your past. Do you know what I mean? Even though these people, I mean, I'm talking like, it might, I don't know, let's just say an ex-partner, yeah? And you could be with that ex-partner for years, years and years and years, live together, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now you go about your business, you still live in a similar vicinity, but yet never see them, don't know what's happening in their lives, don't know what's happening in their family. What, do you know what I mean? People that you went to school with, you might spend every single day with, you know, ups, downs, they might have been next to you during your first kiss or whatever it is, you know, shared your first fag with them or whatever it is. And now, not literally, we're sat here now and we don't even know whether that person's alive or dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
I know it's life. I know Mark's now sat there looking at me going, yeah, duh, that's life.
I
know what you're saying. It's because particularly somebody that you're with or married or you partner with, you live with them, you love them, you sleep with them, you eat with, and then it goes from that to nothing almost overnight when we split up. And it's from nothing from everything.
Yeah.
To nothing, and it's just weird. How
is that because you didn't cook breakfast, Mark?
cook breakfast, no. But it's weird.
And do you ever randomly strange. Think of random people?
Yes, all the time.
And think, I wonder how they are now, or what they're up to in life.
I can lose hours trawling the internet trying to just see what someone's up to.
Yeah,
you know, like I won't mention his name, but there were a kid I went to school with, and. He's got a different name on, so I don't know why. He's got the same surname.
Trying to avoid you.
Trying to avoid me, yeah. and I were like, I wonder what he's doing with himself. Because he were always set for big things. You could tell he was going to be successful, no matter what. You know, he was incredibly intelligent. He was going to work in science of some sort. He was really, really brainy. And I thought, I wonder what he's doing. And I managed to find him. I've not reached out to him because it'd be awkward and I don't think there'd be that connection. But you know, just that sort of inquisitive... when you think, if they did achieve what they set out to do, you know.
Yeah. I don't have that problem because I just don't know. I just don't remember anybody. I don't know anybody. Well, apart from one friend, Alan Knapp, everybody else from my school, I don't know. I don't know who they are. So I could never search for them. I don't know.
You could.
Wouldn't it be a good
you
game?
You could get a trip to Egypt and go and visit them in tombs, in pyramids.
Just coming off the back of what Mark was saying about, you know, finding some people. I've tried that. I've tried that with two people. One person I went to school with. And one person that I knew back when I lived in Scunthorpe. And again, I won't name them, but, you know, I couldn't find them. I only had, obviously, the names to go on to go with or whatever.
Nothing at all.
Challenge,
just
mate. Obviously, don't mention the names,
yeah.
But I bet I can find at least one of them.
Okay.
A trace of them. of some sort.
Okay.
Did you know her, Mark, then?
No, no.
You
don't tell me who they are.
No, but I thought you said but he sounded
like... He went to school in Scunthorpe.
No, but he sounded like you saw... You were
if it's
so
not
friends
bad
with
enough... Look, I grew up in Rotherham. If it's not bad enough growing up in Rotherham, he grew up in Scunthorpe.
Yeah. So you're... So what? So you want me to tell you now or do you want me to offline?
No, off the air. Because obviously that... I mean, it's creepy enough knowing that I'm going to be trying to track
stalking
somebody.
Stalking people, yeah.
But just for this... Just, you know, okay. And then in the next episode, you can tell me whether, you know...
Okay. Yeah, sound.
And we'll only share their name. We'll only share their name if you get a positive result out of any contact or whatever, and they agree to it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're playing Davina McCall, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. No, I'll be the man.
What's he called? Lost Family or something.
The Irish fella, innit?
DJ guy.
He did catch for it, not catch for it. It's been Wheel of Fortune, didn't he, for a bit?
Yeah, what's his name?
He'll
come back to it.
Radio DJ. Anyway.
I were thinking then... That wouldn't it be quite an interesting game if somehow, be it either AI or a person just randomly came up to you and gave you some names of people that you knew from your past, friends,
right?
Yeah, and then gave you four options as to where they are now or what they're doing now, but you can only go by what you knew of them and the type of person and character they were, and it could be things like they're either famous, they're dead, or they. I don't know.
Prostitute.
Millionaires, you know, whatever it is.
We can do with finding a few millionaires.
Yeah.
And you've got to...
Nicky Campbell. Carry on.
Yeah, he's a millionaire.
Yeah.
That's who you were thinking of.
Yes. And just to see if you've got their personality right to know that that's what they're like. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you knew someone were an absolute adrenaline junkie, you might not be surprised. You might pick, I think they're dead. Based on the fact that they're so crazy that they had an unfortunate accident skiing or something because they're mental, or just random people.
It's a nice tribute, Rob.
Yeah. Or you know, you might not guess that one.
He's got a side hustle of writing eulogies.
someone you might know might be a millionaire now, and I mean multi-millionaire. Mm. You know what I mean? Just little things that you think, wow, are they? You know what I mean? These people that. Yeah, you get what I'm getting. I think it'd be quite a fun game. You can't play it. What happened?
No. We can't play it.
I just thought, would that be interesting to be able to find people that you knew?
Well,
and
we could. We could
guess.
Play it. We could set Mark on to find loads of people from our past and stalk them on Facebook and social media.
It sounds like that's what he does.
I'm not bad at it. It's not just Facebook, by the way. There's ways and means.
Oh.
You just got to know how to use the internet.
Oh.
Something you mentioned about when you're with someone and then, like, you can be with that person and just suddenly they go.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit like friends. You know, I know you were talking about people that you were particularly sort of with in a relationship, but it can be like with friends because they say that, like, you have, what is it, 7 or 8 best friends in your life that you class as your best friend from your school days right up until you're sort of older. And that's weird, isn't it? Thinking that you've got, you know, somebody that you call your best mate.
Yeah.
And you'd said that to, you know, not everyone, it's just an average, but maybe 6 or 7, 8 people.
My dad will always say that, or he used to say, I don't know whether he still does, I ain't spoke to him about it for a while, but he always said that people are brought into your life at specific times for specific reasons.
Yes.
Mm.
That there are some people that will be brought into your life and they'll be, you know, you'll know them all your life. You know, I think I could quite... obviously say that at the age that we're at and how long that we've known each other and be friends for each other, that I can't imagine any of you guys getting rid of me anytime soon.
I'm working on it.
But friends that come in and out of your, you know, of your life.
That you don't know they're going to come in and out. You think they might be there forever.
Yeah, my dad will always say that they've been brought into your life for a reason. It might be to teach you something. It might be because they need something from you. It might be that you need a certain connection at a certain time. And once that's, you know, done its job and done what it needs to do, then you'll naturally drift apart and stuff like that. So I suppose there's some legs in that sort of
and
mindset.
It definitely makes you feel better when someone tells you at a time when you really want to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? When someone's ghosted you.
It was always going to happen.
It's meant to happen.
They only came into your life to upset you.
Hey, Mark, sorry, I know what I meant to ask you.
Oh, yeah, me.
Yes, you.
Me for a change, yeah.
So I saw a post on Facebook the other day from your wife, Aina.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
I think I know what you're going to say.
All right, okay. Do you want to finish?
No, you say it.
Oh, thanks.
Say it. You're thinking out loud, going, yeah. I know what you might say.
It could be any. What she had for dinner? Because she takes pictures of every meal that she has.
What Mark's having for dinner?
Yeah. Something about voting for her for Miss Philippines.
Yes, Miss Philippines.
That.
Yes.
What's all that about? I did it, by the way. I did what I needed to do and liked the page and shared the page.
We did.
Well, I'm sure she'll be very thankful for that. You've put me on the spot there. I don't really know much myself, really. Well, other than when I said Miss Philippines, she's representing Miss Philippines for Mexborough. Which is,
sorry, I want you to say that again slower.
I don't feel like you're correct there. What? I thought she was representing.
Just say that again, Mark.
Yeah. So she.
my ears thought you were tricking me.
She's representing Miss Philippines for Mexborough. Right? Is that not?
He did say it.
That's what he said.
That's my understanding of what's happening there. So
Are you sure you've understood it right?
Well, so, I didn't know there was a Philippine community in Mexborough.
Well, there is. It's just Dana. That's it. That's the community.
She's dopey. She's going to win.
Yeah. I don't really... I mean,
you'd
obviously...
You'd be mortified if you didn't, if you were the only one, wouldn't you?
I mean, it's genuine, obviously. Here's
Dave.
She's doing...
Mexborough born and bred.
She's doing this thing, but I don't know the mechanics
of
it.
You were doing then. What?
She's doing this thing.
No, I'm scratching my back.
You're correcting your hip.
Yeah. I thought it was women. It's from the Philippines that are now. I thought it was wives.
Well,
yes,
you're right. So there's other Philippines, but obviously there's not another Philippine representing Mexborough. There's other Filipinas representing.
I've been through the because you can vote, can't you? And there's people. I mean, I'm probably being very judgmental here just on the way that somebody looks. And, you know, but I think everyone could, you know, understand why I would do that.
There's somebody from Barnsley somewhere on it.
How dare they live in Barnsley?
No, but not Filipino.
Yeah,
but
are they representing Barnsley or something?
I don't know whether it was Barnsley or not. What I'm saying is I was going through and obviously there's a lot of Filipino women there looking for your vote. And then all of a sudden there's, you know, Sharon. not my mum. do you know what I mean? That looks like she's from Barnsley.
Yeah, I know. I need to go away and do some homework on this.
You need to go home and speak to your wife.
what are you doing?
What is this thing you're doing?
I know. Well, like I said, it's genuine. She's doing it.
It sounds to me like she's looking for a way out, Mark. She wants that you were saying earlier. Yeah.
Like I said, I know what she's sort of kind of doing, but she sort of does, you know, you all know Naina. She's a bit of a free spirit, shall we say. She goes off and does her own thing, which is a good thing, bad way. I don't mean that in a bad way. And she's like, I'm doing this Filipino thing. He's like, all right, do whatever. And then she's like, oh, you're going to vote for me. And I'm like, looking like, I think I had a quick look through like you did. And I'm like, well, they're not all Filipino. And why are they? Miss Philippines, is that what for the country? But you're representing Mexborough. I'm a bit confused, but I thought I'll just vote for her. I'll do my bit, and that's it.
I think she looks very nice on her photos. I think she looks very nice.
And either way, good luck.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what she wins. I mean,
I reckon you should enter as well, Mark. That'd be so funny.
As a Filipino woman or a man put a dress on.
Whatever. But said to Wayne, will you vote for me now? I'll vote for you.
What, Mr. Mexborough?
Mr. Mexborough.
Is that what you should be doing?
You'd win if you did. There'd be no competition if you entered.
Why are you saying that?
I'm not diving into that.
Maybe I should. I'll ask her and get back to you.
Maybe you should. Maybe you should take an interest in your wife's life.
I have, but it's just a bit confusing. It's like talking to Mark, but talking to my wife. It all gets a bit confusing.
So what you're talking about these things when you're like voting, obviously, for your wife, Miss Mexborough or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Filipina Mexborough, Mexborough Philippines or whatever it is. But then what's your thoughts on these when you have like beauty pageants and vote for the Miss America and Miss England?
Well, what I'd like to throw in, which I know it's not directly what you're asking, but...
I like fish and chips.
But Tizer has gone up in price.
No, it's connected, but it's not directly what Mark's asking.
Yeah.
But what really saw makes me a bit weird is when you, particularly in America, it's, I don't think we have them in this country, although they may, is when they do children's pageants. Obviously the girls. And they're like, you know, 8, 10, 9 year old, and the dollar mobile woman, they've got 16.
In that order?
And I'm like,
8, 10, 9?
8, 9, 10, did I not say that? And they put like wigs on them and makeup and and I'm like,
whereas,
I just don't like,
whereas
I
I'm going to be a bit controversial.
I'm like, that's a bit strange.
I'm going to be a bit controversial.
Well, you like it. You've got
I'm
the full season.
I'm going to say that I think that at least I can see the point in that. Like, at least the kids,
well,
a lot of the kids, not all of them, I understand, but a lot of the kids might enjoy dressing up and enjoy, you know, being, you know, having the photo took and going up and down the catwalk.
Yeah,
and it's all a bit dress up and a bit something to do and stuff like that. At least I can see that it has a bit of a point.
Yeah, well, the documentary I've watched, the one in America, it's about the parents.
It's a parent.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the kids are like...
They're like trying to sabotage each other and stuff like that.
And the parents are just living their life through the kids. But, and the kids, they're not mortified by it because the kids, they're just going along with it. It's a bit like if you give kids, you know, fags and beer, but when they're five, they'll just drink it and smoke it. They don't know any...
I don't think they will.
They would. They would. You know, they just do what they... So, therefore, these kids are just doing that.
But let's bear in mind that's on a documentary.
Yeah?
Yeah, one documentary.
Well, I've seen a few of them.
Okay.
You like these kind of things, do you, Mark?
Yeah.
Well, I'm watching them.
It'd be a bit boring, a documentary, wouldn't it, if everyone's just like, yeah, it's lovely, yeah.
Yeah, but
they're going to show the bad side. Of course, there's a bad side to it. And
the meat
and
taters.
They're going to show you that aspect of it.
I know, but well, listen, I'm not... If you think it's okay, that's fine.
So
that's
don't
an opinion,
you like,
but
Kirk?
It's just weird.
It's not a case of not like. It's a case of the adult one that Mark was talking
about.
Yeah,
that's what Mark's referring to.
You know, Miss America.
Miss Universe.
Miss Universe and stuff like that. I don't see the point in it.
Oh.
I thought it was about world peace.
Well, apparently, that's what they do. They stand on there and they want world peace or whatever. Yeah. But what's the...
Well, hang on a minute. You're all right with kids doing it because you're like, that's fine. But it's not. I mean, I'm okay with adults doing it.
What about Mr. Universe then? When you get a big muscle,
but Miss World,
Mr. Universe,
Miss World, bring it back.
In Arnold Schwarzenegger used to be Mr. Universe.
Why? What's wrong with it?
What's the point in it?
Well, that's like saying, what's the point of any beauty contest?
Well, exactly.
But there's lots of them around the world.
But what I'm saying is at least for the kids' point of view, that they might enjoy getting dressed up and doing something a bit different. What I'm saying is about the adults. We're talking about people that are grown adults, and choosing to be on stage in a bikini or whatever, talking about world peace, to be crowned Miss America, and what?
That's like saying, what's the point of Mr. Universe? Like Mark said, what's the point of strong men? What's the point of that?
Well, a lot of that with Mr. Universe is about it starts from a bodybuilding sort of thing. So it starts off with them at their physique, as in the fact of what they've done to achieve the physique that they've achieved and how much work and effort it makes to create that. I think Arnold Schwarzenegger were Mr. Universe at one bit, weren't he?
That's exactly the same for women. It's just that women aren't working out, they're beautifying themselves, making themselves look pretty.
So what
in
we're
in some respects, women do work out, and they
some,
have. They
some
have,
do, yeah.
They
but I'm talking about
that's
yeah.
a that's a different competition.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
then that's Miss.
Yeah.
You know that. But what I'm talking about. So what you're saying is that you can't be Miss World or Miss America or Miss Britain or Miss Mexborough, and unless you drop dead gorgeous.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, you've got to be.
So why? Who made that the measuring stick?
I don't know.
It's just
fair.
The way of the world. That's like saying in most adverts, right, generally have slim, good-looking women
not
or
anymore,
men in
not
it.
Not anymore,
No, not anymore. But I'm talking generally. Generally.
Have you seen recent V advert?
But what I'm saying is that why, if we're calling them Miss World or Miss America, like countries or whatever... Why does that have to be judged just on their beauty?
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that's what... I think there is... I don't know if there's a change at that level, but there's been a lot of change with like beauty magazines and adverts, Mark. Massively.
There's some adverts
you watch at the minute and it's like, wow.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I think mainly because it would be a little bit boring, a woman walking on stage and going... I've got 4 GCSEs, one in Spanish, one in English.
And how much difference is that with somebody walking on and saying, yeah, I'd like to cure world hunger?
Well, it's not so much the world peace thing I'm thinking about. I'm thinking from an aesthetic point of view. They're walking out and it's all about how glamorous they've made themselves look. And
there's a difference between glamorous and beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm just saying in terms of that's what they're going for, and it's the how aesthetic someone's looking. Yeah, it's vain.
We're down a rate rabbit hole here, aren't we?
Yeah, it's vain.
You started it.
I know.
But at the end of the day, I can see why they did it. So going back years back when it first started, because things were very different back then, weren't they? But now, I do question where it sits in today's society that things are very different now.
There is still a Miss World. It still happens. It's just that we don't really participate in this country, but lots of people still do.
You don't need to when you've got Mex, bro.
That's very true, Mark. That's very true. But listen, I hear what you're saying, but there are people out there that want to see men and, you know, beautiful women in a contest and men,
I'm sorry. Hold on. I know we're going down a rabbit hole here, but hold on a minute, right? But
me and my big mouth.
Everybody sees beauty different.
Yeah, they do. But I'm
so what's the measuring stick? How big the nose is? Whether the face is symmetrical? Whether they've got teeth?
I understand what you're saying. I've got teeth. Although they're not all my own teeth, but I've got teeth.
All the teeth are even. All the odd ones are missing.
Yeah, listen, I hear what you're saying, but ultimately, at the end of the day, people generally see beauty as in, you know, for both men and women in very much the same way.
Time at the bar, please.
Should we not be telling people that coming up in June, at the end of June...
Yes, we've got a surprise.
Ooh. Is something
you
live...
Hold on, just stop. You do realise once we say it on air, right now, then we've got to do it.
Yes. Have we not already booked the venue?
Yes.
So it's already happening?
Yes.
I'm already designing the artwork for the posters.
Yes.
And the banners of which we'll be doing.
Are we giving
it
the full details or just hinting at it?
Someone needs to tell Mark.
We'll hint at it for now. Right, Mark.
Is this your parachute jumper?
So you know that care home we took you to look at?
it was lovely and warm in there. I liked it. Yeah? Have you booked me in?
Yeah.
Brilliant. When do I start?
I don't see why we aren't telling them, because the more they know, the longer they can get ready for it.
I think we should. It's already the 23rd of May.
Is it?
Yeah. It's literally a month away. And people make plans.
Wow.
Shall we just tell them?
It was only the 8th of the other day.
Tell them?
Well, are you going to tell them?
Right. On the 29th of June.
What date is that again?
A Sunday.
What date is that again?
29th of June.
One more time?
29th of June. Am I wrong?
No.
Oh.
No, he's just going to get the right one, so when he edits it, he uses the right one that sounds best. So on the 29th of June...
it'll definitely be me that's editing it, I can tell you that for a fact.
2025.
On a Sunday. At 4 p.m.
Ish.
Ish.
Know what we're like. It's definitely going to be an ish.
We are doing our first podcast live.
Live.
With an audience.
In a pub.
It's going to be great.
So, the details, not going to go into too much detail, but what pub is it?
It's called The Ball
I
Inn.
Love that. We're not going to go into too much detail. Why? Because we don't know them.
Yeah, we haven't told them yet. They just think we're going to be sat there talking. So it's called The Ball, or as some people know it, The Ball Inn at Thorpe Hesley.
In Rotherham.
Thorpe Hesley in Rotherham.
And it's free to attend.
There will be beer.
Please leave your eggs at home.
That you have to pay for.
What, your eggs?
Yeah, it won't be free. Yeah.
No, the beer.
Oh, yeah. There will be beer. There will be crisps, I'm sure, and snacks. And there'll be four of us.
List all the other confectionery types.
Yeah. And there'll be us four sat.
Talking drivel.
Yes. Only this time, you get to partake.
And will we be taking the wheel of features with us?
We will.
Absolutely we will. We will. Yes.
Should we get some wheels on it? I don't mean the wheel. I mean the wheels on the wheel.
The wheels on the wheel.
The wheels on the wheel.
Yeah. Go round and round.
I'm scared as well.
I am scared.
Oh, yeah?
Because you look excited, to be honest.
No, listen. I'm very excited. Someone's going to put a mic in front of me live in front of a group of people. I'm really excited, but at the same time, I'm very nervous because I've got three people with me who I don't know what they're going to do. I know what I'm going to do. I know how I perform under an audience. How do you perform under an audience? So, but we'll find out.
Are we
so,
making yes. a deal that we're not going to drink first?
No.
No, Mark will be drinking.
Look, promise me.
What, going to a pub and not drinking?
He won't remember any of it.
Promise me, Mark.
Just let me know how it went.
Don't turn up. No, listen. Don't turn up hammered. You can get drunk steadily throughout. Please don't turn up already
See,
drunk.
He's panicking. Rob's panicking.
Already drunk. That's the only worry that I've got is that Mark turns up already
you
drunk.
You tell me your worries, Rob, and I won't play on them at all.
I'm sure.
So, Sunday, 29th of June, the ball in, Thorpe Esley, 4 p.m.
Ish.
It's free to get in. We're not selling tickets or anything. Come and join us. Come and have a laugh at us. And I
will remind you in another couple of weeks as well that it's still happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're well prepared for it to go very wrong.
Very wrong.
But anyway, hopefully it'll be great.
It will. So speaking at Wheel of Features, is it your turn to spin it, Mark?
I spun it last week, but I'll spin it again.
I'll do it.
Go on then, Mark. Okay.
Oh, here we go. Oh, it's spinning.
What's it going to be?
Oh, I'm just so excited.
Oh. Go on.
He's nearly there. The Wheel of Features. So last week was, what the bloody hell is that?
Yes.
Now, Mark, you were the only one that didn't guess it. Have you got any idea? Oh, in fact, hold on, I'll play it you again.
Okay.
Any ideas?
Boomerang.
Did you not even listen to it?
Oh, hang on. It's only a matter of time until they release one. Oh,
absolutely it is. Yeah. Absolutely. Now,
you throw it and it brings you back ready-cooked chips.
For anyone that didn't get this, where have you been, including Mark?
Yeah.
The answer was a Ninja product. And I'm not saying which one, because they all do it.
All do the same sound.
Every really? One of them. Yep, yeah. When is you press start...
Do the knives do it?
No.
I've
got the knives.
And I'm not convinced whether the coffee machine would do it.
I want the coffee machine.
It needs to.
That's why I need to buy it. You know, that's why I need to buy it. I need to buy the coffee machine to see if it makes the same sound as everything else.
As you press it and go, coffee, and you go, come, and it goes...
What they should do is they should have them, when you've got multiples of them, when you press it on one, it goes... Beep, and then one of the other ones talks back and goes...
Just a ninja conversation.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Right then, I'll spin the wheel.
Get it spun.
We ready?
Yeah, absolutely.
Here we go. Oh. What's it gonna be?
Oh.
Hey! Blood puzzle!
Blood puzzle! Yay!
Five words. One. Answer.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
You can't handle the truth.
I'll be back.
Plot puzzle.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
All right, so five-word plot puzzle. So I've put a name of a film into ChatGPT, and it's given me film.
Film. Yeah, film, got it. I've got film. It. Film.
Film.
And it's given me five words, five cryptic words to try and describe the film. Are we ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Sky. Resolve. Countdown. Loss. Minus.
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 As in children.
Children.
Minus.
What is it with you two and kids?
Minus.
First thing I'm thinking about is something like brassed off.
Minus.
People that mine for coal.
Yes.
Can you say them again, please?
Sky.
Yeah.
Resolve. Countdown. Loss. Minus.
Did we say minus as in digging for coals?
Yeah.
I thought brassed off straight away, but there's no mention of music in it, is there?
It can't be brassed off, surely.
Sky.
Can it sky? Sky.
Well, no, because when you mentioned miners, I was like, oh, brassed off.
Well, I know, but the others don't. Armageddon.
Okay, is that your guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're miners, aren't they? Aren't they sent in to destroy planets or something? I know the astronauts, but they go into...
The Royal Drillers, I think.
I don't know what... I keep thinking of is Snow White.
What? Snow White.
Are the Seven Dwarfs miners?
Well, yes, they are. The diamonds.
I think you are right, but I think it's misinterpreted what they do for a living. Across the Royal Gun.
If I'm right,
What did you say?
Armageddon.
Armageddon.
There is a countdown, isn't there? There's a loss because he dies.
Yeah, yeah.
It's in the sky.
Yeah.
But they're not miners, though. I thought they were oil drillers. No,
well, they are oil drillers, but could you say that's mining to some degree? Mining for oil?
That's my guess, anyway.
I think that's a good guess, actually.
Thank you. If I'm right, I'll be right.
Mining is digging into it. Oil drilling.
Yeah, I definitely understand the difference, but I wouldn't...
Don't forget that AI can be wrong. So I'm going to stick with you, Mark. I think you're right.
I'm really struggling
to think of anything different at the minute. I'm going to go with you, but I'm going to give you some thought.
Okay.
On that note.
But it's not my feature.
Or Jules Verne, Journey to the Centre of the Earth.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think Snow White is him.
I'll see you next week.
Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email in the chat at gmail.com and, of course, on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.